Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Forestry Ministry and Young Researchers of Indonesia announced two new species of begonia, named Begonia bukitrayaensis and Begonia kalimantana. In a statement on Monday, Director General for Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Setiawan Pudiatmoko, said the two new species were discovered during the biodiversity expedition in June 2024. Begonia bukitrayaensis was discovered in the highlands of Mount Bukit Raya, one of the highest peaks in Kalimantan, while Begonia kalimantana was discovered in a hill of Tumbang Habangoy Village Forest, Central Kalimantan. An Indonesian delegation comprising several ministers and governors attended a meeting and luncheon hosted by Saudi Arabian Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman at Mina Palace, Saudi Arabia on Saturday. The delegation included Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Mohammed Iskandar, Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hassan, Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar, South Sulawesi Governor Andi Abram Sulaiman, and East Java Governor Kofifa Indar Parawansa, according to a statement from the South Sulawesi Provincial Government quoted by Antara News on Sunday. Meanwhile, in his opening speech, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman extended Idul Adha 1,446 Hijri greetings and prayed that the Hajj pilgrimage of all invited guests would be accepted by the God Almighty. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Karena hati telah letih, aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa aku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam cintamu. Ku tak akan berubah, ku tak ingin kau pergi.
Selalu berhenti.
ingin kau pergi selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Yubritik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Apa mama kita suka pada dia? Dia nyumbang nih. rasamu gila, pikir padia. Apa mama ini kerasa cinta, siang dan malam selalu mengingat. Kalau memang karena suara yang punya, biar ku simpan, biar ku saja. Kalau memang karena suara yang punya, biar ku simpan, biar ku saja.
And there was service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, thank you very much for listening to the voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs, not only the voice of Indonesia, but all RRI stations across the country, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Di sini ku memikirkanmu. Apa kabar dirimu? Apa kau rindukanku? Sendiri ku di sini.
Indonesia has proudly shown its commitment and role in participating and contributing actively to the international projects in accelerating sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. But how does it work? Team leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of United Nations Development Program, or UNDP Indonesia, Dr. Aretha Brelia, has her response about this.
Indonesia plays a very pivotal role in the ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Project that is a regional initiative that's launched by ASEAN, Japan, and UNDP to accelerate the sustainable blue economic efforts in Southeast Asia. And as the host and primary implementing country, Indonesia, through UNDP Indonesia, is leading the coordination of this initiative in partnership with the ASEAN Coordinating Task Force on Blue Economy. So Indonesia itself, it brings to the table its very rich blue carbon ecosystems. You name it, mangroves, seagrass, peatlands, and very extensive expertise in marine science, and which is on this project is also being harnessed through very strong collaboration with reputable institutions such as Gajah Mada University and the Jakarta-based Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia, or AREA. So the initiative is also closely aligned with Indonesia's own development priorities, particularly those related to climate mitigation and ocean sustainability. And also part of this collaboration, Indonesia supports the integration of blue carbon values into the national and regional policy frameworks.
For further conversation and complete dialogue about this, it's available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saja aku merindunya.
That's Begitu Indah or So Beautiful by Padi. By the way, Padi itself in Indonesian means a rice husk, or, well, the paddy field, something like that. Not the field, it's just paddy. And as we know that rice is one of the staple food in Indonesia, and a lot of influencers says that rice, white rice, is harmful to your body because containing a lot of sugar and something like that. But do you know that actually the other food that is also very, very nutritious, it can also be, well, creating unwanted situation should you eat it in the wrong time. So here is several nutritious food that you should avoid after dinner, or even when you are having dinner. As quoted from MantaraNews.com, the first one is spinach. How do we actually pronounce it? Spinach, something like that. So just imagine the Popeye, especially for boomers and also for millennials. Yeah, spinach has a lot of iron, a lot of fiber, but these two things is quite difficult for your belly to digest. So it can cause some bloating in your stomach, and also some uncomfortable feeling if you consume it at night. And the other thing is that fruits and also fruit juice, according to nutritionist Shaksi Lalwani, juice, and it's even fruit, is a very, very nice thing to have because it is healthy. It has a lot of fibrous nutrition and it looks so healthy. Just like a lot of people are doing it. But the natural sugar in fruit or even fruit juice can also cause some bloating and also sleep disturbance if you consume it at night. And then what about the other thing, which are also healthy and also fresh, like cucumber and beet? They also have this similar effect like fruits. And then it appears that not only the healthy food, but the fried or heavily or even fatty food, they are very not recommended to be eaten at night because fat is more difficult to be digested at night and it potentially will disturb the quality of your sleep. The same goes to food that has a lot of spices. And in here, I'd like to affirm that the spiciness in here is not about being hot like having chili, but it's about having different types of spices that usually make your food becoming so tasty, or the taste is richer. And it appears that spices at night, it can irritate your stomach and it causes GERD. So this might be one of the answers why you are having GERD at night, is because of your spicy food. And so, listener, those are the 7 nutritious food that you should avoid during dinner. It is very good, but you gotta know the right time to eat it. And according to antaranews.com, it appears this food should be eaten or consumed at noon or in the afternoon, and you should put it out from your dinner menu.
Yang kau jalani, aku
Coming up next is a story about a very nice tourism destination called Likupang. So make sure to do not change your channel. Stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia.
Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir
putih. As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill, so that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia. ragu. Bila terjatuh ku kan menjaga. Kita telah berjanji bersama. Taklukkan dunia ini. Menghadapi segala tantangan bersama.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Tuhan berikan aku. yakin tak ada cinta selain dirimu.
Thank you very much for people listening to this broadcast, and more is still coming up next, still on VONS.ID and application RRE Digital.